my male corpse another hand, please. Amen. We have more faith in you than you did. And the Lord bless. Amen. Amen. I count it a privilege, a wealth, and an honor to come before you this morning. We thank and praise God for being all the God that we will ever need. We thank and praise God that He is God all by Himself, and truly beside Him there is none other. We have two passages of scripture to look at this morning. The first one will be found in the Old Testament book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, and you can put your finger there, and we'll turn to Acts. Let's start off with Malachi chapter 3. When you're found there, please stand as we give reverence to the word of the Lord. Malachi chapter 3. Let us stand as we make our proclamation. Malachi chapter 3. Repeat after me, this is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life, in my life, in my life today. Amen. Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3. Together we will read verses 8 through 11. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. You have it, say amen. Let us read. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's turn over to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Your pages turn in Acts chapter 5. Verses 1 through 4, let us read. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. May He add a rich, full blessing to those who hear and those who are here. In His name, amen. Just want to stand before you and preach today, teach today about God's promise to the tithers.
Watch out now.
God's promise to the tithers. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know for a fact that tithing works. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't kidding. I know for a fact that tithing works. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. A tither's promise. When we look in the book of Acts, we see where Ananias and Sapphira were together, and They sold a possession because at this time, the church had come together to make sure that every person's need was met. And after meeting the needs, they wanted to make sure that the ministry could go forth with full blast. And while they were busy getting possessions ready to be sold, I want you to know that the angels of the Lord had gotten together. It was the angels' job to make sure that everyone who sold a possession got more than what they had bargained for. It was the angels' job to go forth and lay out the plan so that when the people did according to what they had perceived to be the will of God, that no one would come lacking, but because of their obedience, the church would prosper. Somebody say the church will prosper. Somebody say the church will prosper. So here it is, Ananias and Sapphira. You know they're smarter than God, don't you? We some of their cousins.
Watch out.
They got back in the house, and after they looked, they had fixed in their mind that the land was sale for so much. Say so much. But they did not know that the angels in the heavens had gotten together to make sure that they got more than they had ever dreamed of. You know, God is like that sometimes, you know? When you think you're going to do one thing, God turns around and give you more than enough. Hallelujah. You know, even can I talk about y'all this morning? I was going to do it anyway. So, you know, Sister Rondina got up and she said, you know, I got a job paying $10 an hour. Well, see, somebody said, well, that ain't nothing. But if you go from zero to $10, that's a whole lot of money. Hello? If you go from welfare to McDonald's, that's a whole lot of money. And see, I love her spirit because when you shout about the little things, God does open big things for you. So Ananias and Sapphira got back together and they said, look at here. Church don't know how much we got. So we can tell them, you know, we told them we was going to get about 600. So we'll tell them it was 600. They don't need to know it was 18. That's us money. How many of y'all got some us money? Uh-huh. See, we sit back and we think because the church ain't there, we don't know what's going on. But let me tell you, the spotlight from heaven shines to and fro. We always talk about the devil walking to and fro, seeing who he can devour. I want you to know the Lord is going to and fro, seeing who he can bless. And I don't know about y'all, but I know every now and then, God gives me too much just to see if I'm going to get crazy. Hello? Have you ever received too much from God? Who ever received too much from God? See, if you ain't put your hands up, it was because the last time he gave you too much, you didn't know what to do with. Hello? And let me tell you, I'm going to let y'all in on a secret, okay? God got some scheming children. They ain't all in the Bible. Don't look at your neighbor. I ain't putting nobody's business in the street. Let me put this on the down low. Some of them are here. What? Did I say that? Tell the truth, shame the devil. See, Ananias and Sapphira got some cousins that's members of St. John. I ain't talking about nobody. Ananias and Sapphira, they sitting back and they saying, church don't know what we got, so let's just tell them we got this much. Mm-hmm. And they walk up in the church and the apostle say, are you sure this is what you got? Yeah. Right then, the Lord was giving them an opportunity to tell the truth. You know, the Lord is just like our mama. When we come in late, we're trying to fix the lie up on the other side of the door. And then when we step in, we say, mama, this is all I did. Mama already know what you did. The Lord done told us. Can we be honest? Whoever got caught in the lie, raise your hand. All right. Even after you had an opportunity to tell the truth, sometimes can I tell you something? Sometimes telling a lie just seems like the best thing to do, but that's the worst thing to do. Because if when you're going to get a whooping anyway, you may as well tell the truth. Because when you tell a lie, you're going to get two whoopings. One because you told it and the other because you got caught. And let me tell you, just in case you ain't got caught yet, your next lie going to catch you. Ananias and Sapphira got together. And I love the Lord. He separated them. You know, like when y'all go down to the police station, I ain't saying that none of y'all been down there, but when you go down to the police station, if you and your party get into it, they separate you just to see if they gonna get the truth. All right? My big sister, my big brother used to go out, and mama used to get one of them in the front room and the other one in the back room. And my brother could never remember the lie. He could never remember the lie. My sister told it two or three different ways. My brother was saying, mama, caught him. Don't you know God does us the same way? God knows when he has sent us too much. God knows when he has given us a rain. God knows when he has opened the doors of heaven. He knows when he rolled back the windows. He knows when he showered down more than you ever expected. He knows. He knows. When we look at the scripture, Ananias had an opportunity to change his mind. Do you know this morning God has given us an opportunity to change our mind? He's given us an opportunity to come forward because he was doing a new thing. Instead of giving quietly, he's bringing it out in the open. Show everybody what you got. Let me tell you, baby doll, when we give our tithes and offerings, it is not a private matter. Because when you come before this tithe box, the spotlight from heaven is shining down on your envelope. God sees you when you write your check. He sees you what's in your heart. He sees what's in your mind. You may tell your neighbor, this is all I got. But God knows what he gave you. He knows what he told you to give. He knows already. Tell your neighbor, it's a tither's promise. When we read over in Malachi, he said, will a man rob God? Well, women, we on that too. Men, women, children, will we rob God? All he has to do is give us a snowball chance in hell. You know we will. He said, yet ye have robbed me. Where in tithes and offering? Because see, when we gather together every Sunday morning, week after week, it's not about trying to see who's paying the most tithes. It's about getting the ministry out. You have to understand, you are not giving because the church is begging, but you are giving because you are a tither. You're not giving so that the pastor can get paid. Girlfriend gonna get paid anyway, but you are giving so you can get paid. You ain't giving so I can get me a new dress. I'm gonna get that. Hello? Don't get me a house in Alton. Don't get me some shoes. But you giving so God can open the windows of heaven and pour in your house. Somebody say, pour in my house, God. Say, pour in my house, God. Pour in my house, God. See, some of y'all looking like you don't need nothing. Then you need to go outside. I'm talking to who needs a blessing right now? Who needs a blessing? Every Sunday we go to the blessing and requesting. Some of us, it's become old hat to us. But if you have one, I want you to pull that out this morning. Because we're going to bless it and request it this morning. The first scripture said, while the earth remaineth, there will be seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Let me tell you, God says, as often as you give to me, I give it back to you. When it comes to the blessings of God, doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too cold. God says, just as you give it, I'm going to give something back to you. There is not a day you give to God that God won't give back to you. Amen. Then the next one, it says, but we shall remember. Somebody said, we shall remember. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth. Let me tell you, catch your breath on this one. Your job is not your source. Let me say that again. Your job is not your source. Your job is just an avenue to get some tithes in here.
Your job is the avenue that God uses to make sure the windows of heaven stay open over your house. Say over your house. Over your house. God says, I'm trying to get something to you, not trying to get something from you. How many of y'all know about Gigo? Give whatever goes out, come back in. If you don't put nothing in, you ain't getting nothing out. It's called garbage in, garbage out. But I like gourmet, all right? The next one, it says, Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, running over and shaken together shall men give it to your bosom. For the same measure that you give is coming back to you. Everybody catch your breath. If you never get any nice words back, it's because you didn't give any out. If nobody ever hugs you, it's because you never hugged anybody. But I came to tell you, the tither's promise is, give and it shall be given. What I love about the Lord, he didn't say he might give. He did not say he's trying to give. He did not say I hope to give. But he said it shall be. That is a guarantee for a tither. If you a tither today, say, hey, Lord. When you a tither, you can say, God, you said if I give. You said if I give. God, you said it. And the word I said, God ain't never lied yet. When we look at the word, he said, it shall be given. That's a guarantee. How many of y'all like guarantees? Raise your hand. I guarantee you that if you will trust God with a little bit, he will make sure that you get it back. Pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. He promised. See, you got to be a tither to understand this. You got to be a tither because I'm telling you, if you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. Hello? How many of y'all know he will take care? Just talking every now and then. When you are a tither, you can go to your mailbox and get checks you ain't never thought of before.
Go ahead, Pastor.
When you are a tither, just a couple, I'm gonna talk about me, okay? Just a couple of weeks ago, I came and I was at the usher board meeting, and I was like, Lord, you know, this is my lean payday. Y'all know what lean payday is? When all of your money is gone, even though you got paid. So that was one of my lean paydays. Some of y'all know I ain't lying. So I sat there and I wrote that check. And the mail came in. And normally I don't bother the mail. Glory. But this time I pulled out the mail and it was a check for me. Wrote a check for 30. Got one for 50. And I said, glory. Hallelujah. Because I'm a tither. Can you say I'm a tither? God will never allow you to give more to him than he gives to you. And what I love, when you serve God, it's got friend benefits. Somebody say friend benefits. Praise the Lord. About 3 months ago, I went over to Firestone, and this man was looking at my tires. And he was like, sis, you know, see, when you're a single woman, you got to have somebody that can watch your back. So this man was looking at my tires, telling me I need to start thinking about it because my tread was getting low. And I'm like, nah, Jesus, you know, I ain't got no tire money. I ain't got no raise yet. So anyway, and I was just in prayer. Went by there yesterday, talking about tires on sale. The same man looked out there. He said, wait a minute. What you doing talking about tires? Look at all that tread you got on your tire. I said, thank you, Jesus. The Lord done put the tread back on my tires. Hallelujah. 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 The same man said, look at your tire. You don't need no tire. I'm a tither. God, fix my tire. Hallelujah. I'm telling, how many of y'all know he'll do it? How many of you know he'll do it? Let me tell you, and I love the scripture. And in Malachi, he said he would open the windows. It's an S on that. Say windows. That means more than one. Say windows. How many of y'all need some windows today? How many of you need some windows? How many of you need some windows? It's the tithe of promise. God ain't never lied yet. Glory to God. Look at this. And then we got down to 2 Corinthians, Lord Jesus, 9:6. He said, but this I say, he was so sparingly. Can I give you the ghetto five words? If you cheat, you're going to get cheap lessons. If you cheat, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't be cheap with God. If you cheat, you get cheap stuff. Studying the word. One day, 1 year for my birthday, one of my bestest friends, gave me a present that I know came out the basement of the clearance rack. I wasn't really sanctified then. Her birthday was next month. So I just wrapped it back up and gave it back to her. She ain't never did that to me no more. Cause I felt if it was good enough for her to give to me, give it right back at you, baby. What am I saying? God knows. How many of y'all know you're blessed? Raise your hand. You know you're blessed. You're glad you're blessed. That's what the tithe of promise is all about. When we read over in Psalms 112:3, it says wealth and riches will be in your house. Don't we understand today, children of God, this is not about trying to get anything from you. But you know what? God has opened the door for St. John. We've done more this year than we have in a long time. God has opened up the windows of heaven, pouring us down blessings, and some of us now trying to hold back. I came to tell you, now is not the time for you to have deep pockets and short arms. Ain't that right, G?
That's right.
You can't have, look at here, say, neighbor, we cannot have deep pockets and short arms. It's like being like this. I got something in my pocket, but I can't get it. Because if you are a tither, even with your arms short, you pull that pocket up, dig down, and get it. Talking about the tither's promise. The tither's promise. You may be afraid to do a lot of things. But as I stand before you, don't ever be afraid to give to God. God is about doing new things. He's about stretching our imagination. He's about enlarging our territory. St. John, we got to get out of the building and go out and worship. We got to get off the corner and go in the field. Because it's about making the ministry successful. It's about everyone having no lack. When you read in the book of Acts, it's about every need being met. But now let me tell you this. A closed mouth does not get fed. When you can come in God's house and sit through the whole service with your arms folded, you can't get nothing and can't nothing come to you. But you got to come in with arms stretched out. Father, what would you have me to do? Sing when you don't feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Praise when you don't feel like it. Because what goes around comes around. Tell your neighbor, I'm talking about a tither's promise. Today, we have an opportunity to get more than ever before. We have an opportunity to be blessed beyond measure. God wants us to stretch out in him. How many of y'all like new stuff? Raise your hand. You like new stuff? See, we're so used to just doing the same thing over and over again. That is not God. God is about opening brand new windows, broadening your horizon, showing you new and different things. But everything you do takes money. See, y'all getting quiet now. Everything, say everything. Everything takes money. The worst, you know what?
I'm gonna be real. Can I be real for a minute? The worst thing I hate, two things: a cheap woman and a cheaper man. Hello? See, let me tell you, sometimes you gotta tell them, I ain't no soybean, baby, I'm filet mignon. Hello? Y'all okay? But a tithe's promise, a tithe's promise. You have to understand that when the Lord, when we read over in Malachi, when we read Psalms 112, when then we read about Ananias and Sapphira, let me tell you, God is not going to come down and force you to give. See, the Lord is not like the government. The government take theirs out and give you what's left. But God said, I will trust you. We've been talking about trust in Sunday school. God trusts us. Even though some of us are cheap, he trusts us. Even though some of us are tight, he trusts us. Because he knows that one day our mind is going to open up and we're going to receive all that he has for us. Because when it comes down to his fringe benefits, we must remember we were once a people that had no God. But he is the one that called us out of darkness into his life. We were a people on the expressway to hell, but God and his son Jesus had a meeting up in heaven, and the Lord said, Father, make me a body. Make me a body, and I'll go down and bring them back to you. So your Lord and my God, your Lord and my God, call a train called Mary, coming through 42 generations, hooked up with Mary, rode Mary for 9 months, got off in a little town called Bethlehem, and he walked this earth 33 years. He fed those who were hungry, clothed those who were naked. Why? Because he had to make good on the tithe of promise. Then when he went out there, they beat him all night long. Why? Because he had to make good on the tithe of promise. Then they put him up on the cross. They hung him from the sixth until the ninth hour. But he stayed there because he had to make good on the tithe of promise. Then they took him off that cross, laid him in a tomb. He laid there all night Friday. He laid there all Saturday. Laid there all Saturday night. They thought it was over, but he had to make good on the promise. So he got up early. He got up early. He got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And why? Because he made good on the tithe's promise. Those who had no God now had a God. Those who had no right to the tree of life now had life, and life more abundantly. St. John, I came to tell you today, ain't trying to get nothing from you, just trying to get something to you, because I know for a fact that tithing works. And if you can't trust nobody else, you can trust the word of God. Psalms 112 and 3 said, rich in wealth and riches will be in whose house? In your house. In whose house? In whose house? Who needs wealth and riches? Raise your hand. Who needs wealth and riches? Who needs wealth and riches? Who needs them today? I came to tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, tithers, you got a promise. He said he would open the windows of heaven and pour our blessing. He said he will rebuke the devil. So let me tell you, see, that's an old-time phrase. But instead, when you really tithe, God says when you get to the end of the month and it looks like you ain't got no money, he'll make some money and send it to you. When you're walking around, sickness in your body, don't have no medication. Grandma said you can write a check on Heaven's Bank. God will send you a prescription and let you rub all over you. That's a tithe of promise. He said, I will not just watch over you, but I'll watch over you, your children, it's us a tithers promise. And all he asks us to do is a dime out of every dollar. I like to say it like this. God only asks me for 10%. But what he give back to me just don't make no sense. If you have not accepted God's promise as a tither, today is the day when you hear the word of the Lord. Harden not your heart. Children of God, the Lord is allowing us to branch out and do more than ever. The ministry will succeed. We don't want to leave anybody behind. You know, in the educational department, they say no child left behind. I say no child of God left behind. Tithing is for everyone. Blessing is for everyone. Riches is for everyone. All you have to do is tell the Lord, use me. Let me do it, Lord. Because you have the tithers promise. And from what I know, since the beginning of time, we have never caught God in a lie. It doesn't look like he's going to do it. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Would you stand? The doors of the church are open. All to Jesus I surrender. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. If you're not part of the family, today is your day. Won't you come? We stand today because we are totally, fully committed, acceptably surrendered to God. And we can tell you without a doubt, we are his children. How many of you have surrendered everything to the Lord? How many of you surrendered everything to God? We've taken a chance on everything else. Why don't you take a chance on the Lord? You won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. Came to tell you tithing works. We've got his word. We've got his promise. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one? Amen. While you're still standing, please pull out your, it's time for offering. Please pull out our blessing and request it as we prepare to give in the name of the Lord. Amen. Neighborhood, say amen today. Oh, that was kind of weak. Say amen. God work with us as we get this together. Amen. I got one.
While the earth remaineth, there should be seed time and harvest time, and cold and heat, and summer and winter. And day and night shall not cease.
We bless this gift, O Lord.
But we shall remember that the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant.
We bless this gift, O Lord.
Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into their bosom. For with this same measure that you give, it shall be measured to you again. Now let us remember that every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from heaven. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
We bless this gift, O Lord.
For God loves a cheerful giver.
We bless this gift, O Lord.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers.
We bless thee, O Lord.
Now, could we have one moment of silent prayer? Amen.